You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are here with my good friend Brett Harris of Brett Harris Homes. He's a Douglas Elliman business unit over on Miami Beach. He's a native of Miami Beach, and he is the man if you need to buy a super luxe home. Welcome to the show, Brett.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, listen, before we get started, why don't we give people a little perspective? You grew up in Miami Beach. You know Miami Beach like the back of your hand. You know the people that own the homes.
I did.
Well,
I do.
That's really kind of like a great place to start to build a residential business, is it not?
I do. I am very fortunate to have grown up in this city. I've seen it change quite a bit since I was here in the early 70s. I grew up on Upper North Bay Road. I was fortunate to have my parents bought the home in 1971.
Wow.
They're still there, believe it or not. One of the last Mohicans on the road.
Wow.
So I've seen the road change. I've seen prices go from $200,000 for a waterfront up to $35 million.
Yeah, that'll do it, huh?
In 30 years.
Wow. But you've done a couple of those lots. I mean, I go on your website. I see that you worked with the Bee Gees. You made them a good deal, and that wasn't even for – was that for sale?
It was not for sale. There were neighbors of mine, good friends of mine, great people, amazing people, and a client of mine approached me, and I approached them in London, and it wasn't for sale. There wasn't they weren't really thinking about it. It was entertaining to them. The offer was too low. We circled back 6 months later. They countered. Things changed in their life. They weren't using the home as much as they'd like to. So then we finally, after about 9 or 10 months, we came to a deal.
So then you're not really just a real estate salesperson or broker. You truly are, by definition, a deal maker.
I am.
You make the deal. You make it happen. So let's say I want to buy a home on Miami Beach. I've given you some parameters. There's nothing for sale like that. You and your team go out and find it for me?
Is that
the way it works?
I'll knock on doors. I'll send letters. I'll reach out to my contacts, use all my resources, my network, my sphere of influence, family, friends. And I can usually probably find you something. And it's not going to happen overnight because everyone's got really high parameters of spending, you know, that kind of money. But it'll happen.
Yeah, I would think if it happened overnight, I offered too much.
It will happen. Be patient. All the good deals take time. I've been working with the client now probably for 7 years, and we're about to close on a deal probably next week for about $21 million.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed is that the super luxe market is one that really is somewhat insulated from the general market conditions, that people make decisions based on wants and needs more than most other people do. What is it that you're seeing as a trend right now on Miami Beach?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of people want land, views, water frontage. They want new. They want modern, contemporary, nice finishes, high ceilings, open floor plans, amazing backyards. They'll pay for it, and they will pay for it. And we're seeing the trend be, you know, we've got almost 25 spec homes being built now.
Wow.
Between $16 and $28 million.
Whoa.
2 years ago, we had two.
Well,
so there's going to be a plethora of spec homes hitting the market in the next 6 months, and that will be obviously...
Sounds like an opportunity.
An interesting time to see what happens with those prices.
Well, all I can say is that I know a lot of the guys that do the spec homes. I know they do a great job. Do people prefer the spec home totally fitted out, or do they like to maybe put their own touch on there?
You know, it's a good question, Jim. You know, some people like Barry Sterlett came down about 8 months ago, and he paid off nearly...
Barry Sterlett, just for everybody that may not know, is the head of Starwood Hotels.
Yes, Steve Capital. So he was looking for a place down here for about a year. He bought something that was about halfway through construction.
Okay.
And he kept the local team in place, who are fantastic developers and builders, and he will end up picking his own finishes and spending probably a little bit more money than they had intended to on spec, and he'll have exactly what he wants.
And who was the developer builder there?
Developer builder is a local guy's. Builder is Bart Raines.
Okay. Okay.
Brett Palace Development, guy of London.
Well, got to give some guys some shout-outs occasionally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I recently had a lunch meeting with a high net worth investor that was talking about doing some loans with us. Mm-hmm. And he's on North Bayshore Drive on the water. And he was telling me that his $11 million home was really free for him because he moved from New York. Can you kind of explain that dynamic a little?
Well, what's happening is, you know, in the last, this cycle, what we've had is we've had a lot of people from Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, and Colombia feed this real estate, you know, these crazy prices. And now what we're seeing is people from Los Angeles and New York are just running away from these high taxes they've got to pay. So to spend 6 months in one day in South Florida or Palm Beach or Boca or anywhere in Florida to 6 months in one day to have residency, it is a huge advantage to them. Make, you know, some of these guys are making hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, we've got a guy that moved here by the name of David Tepper, number one largest state taxpayer in the state of New Jersey. So he's paid them, I think last year was $121 million.
Governor Christie must have loved that move.
Yeah, they actually had to rewrite the tax codes because of him. So he's here now, full-time resident, looking for an apartment. And, you know, those are the kind of people we see coming here now. So, you know, he'll take the $121 million he paid New Jersey, and he can buy anything he wants here times 10.
100%. Now, another question I have for you is that guy comes down, he buys the house. How do you meet people like that? I mean, I was looking on your website. You've got offices in other cities.
You know, a lot of my clients either do business with these people or are friendly with them. So I'll send an email or text or phone call and say, hey, can you introduce me? Can we go to coffee, have lunch, do dinner? Just to basically meet him, because most of these people have an agent or two that they're working with already. So I'm usually the last guy hired. But usually get the deal done when it happens.
Well, usually the last guy's the one. I never want to be the first broker. I'd rather be the last. You know, high five to you on that. Wanda, how much more time do we have on this segment? Oh, we've only got 2 minutes. We've only got 2 minutes left, Brett. Why don't you tell people how they can find you, how they can get along with you, and then we'll go into the next segment. We'll talk a little bit about what it is that you're looking to get out of life, because I think that that really helps buyers get to know you, and it's really about building relationships with people over long term, like you were saying.
Yeah, I'm on the beach. I'm at the Lincoln Road office at Douglas Salomon, 1111 Lincoln Road, Suite 805. You can call my cell phone, 305-764-9401. You can email me, brett.harris@element.com. I'm accessible 24/7. I'm here all summer working.
Dude, you went really fast. We have people that listen that are from New York. Most of them may be Jets fans, so you have to go a little slower for them. Roll that by me again, at least the cell phone number, man.
305-764-9401.
Thank you for playing along. Wanda, it's yours. We'll be back in a minute. We'll hear more about what Brett sees in South Beach's future for values. We'll talk a little bit about how you can afford and get the home that you want. And we may even find out what motivates Brett to be at the top of his game every day. We'll be right back after this. Wanda, it is yours.